Blog Talk Radio.
With the number one overall selection. How does an undrafted prospect turn into a Hall of Famer? Around 50 put on desire. Small school, big school. You have to be the best to get paid.
Welcome back to another edition of the C2P. I'm your show host, Bo Marchand. As always, we appreciate you stopping by and joining us as we bring you the next collection of tomorrow's NFL stars, and we bring them to you today here on the C2P platform. And today we're going to be joined with a standout, a very talented young man, and I always love guys when they leave high school and they make an immediate impact, and he made an immediate impact at the Sun Belt for Appalachian State. It's the standout Tay Hayes, their defensive back. Tay, welcome to the program. I do mean that. What was the adjustment like popping out of high school and the next thing you know, you're covering some of the top receivers in college football when you're still a young, young kid?
It was big time. I mean, because these guys are ready and they've been training with college coaches. So, I mean, me coming in, I had only been there for maybe a few weeks, really, and I was going straight into camp. So, I mean, I could definitely tell that I needed some growing up to do, but, I mean, I'm always just a feisty, competitive guy. I've always been that kind of guy that's always ready to fight. So, I mean, that's just kind of what I did, and it's just helped me along the way because that's still how I play now.
How about this one? I mean, growing up, did you play Pop Warner and Pee Wee, and were you that kid that was much better than everybody else way back when?
Yeah, I mean, I played football since I was about six, tackle football, and I've always been like the – small kid who's always just good. I've always been just pretty good, and I've always been better than everybody else, but I was just always smaller.
So you didn't have to worry about maybe the birth certificate being checked. Were you that kid scoring touchdowns left and right back in the day?
Oh, yeah. I played every position, quarterback, running back, receiver. I played a lot.
And then obviously it's led you to this thing. You're about 2 months in away finding out where you're going to land. So you arrive at Appalachian State, you make an impact for the Mountaineers. I mean, at what point, I mean, do you kind of get the sense that, you know, what you're doing on Saturdays is going to give you an opportunity to play on Sundays?
I've always had a dream to play for the NFL, and I've always felt like I could. I mean, every kind of point I've played at, I mean, I've always kind of been like one of the best. So I feel like, I mean, maybe this football thing is for me, but I didn't really realize I had a shot. Like, I mean, I knew I had a shot, but I mean, it didn't really hit me until maybe my junior year when I started actually talking to teams and stuff like that, and when it got serious, and that's when it really happened to me.
Nice. How much pep in your step does that provide, Tay? I mean, you know, you probably get done practicing. Who knows? It just maybe give you, a little nod saying, hey, Tay, come here. We got to talk to you. What's it like, though, that those NFL eyes are taking notice of what you're doing?
I mean, it's a good feeling. I mean, it's exciting. It's a good feeling. It's always good to feel like, the work you put in and all the stuff you're doing now is paying off. So, I mean, when I come into practices and I see NFL coaches at our practice and stuff, and they come over and they're like, hey, Tay, how you doing? Let me talk to you for a while, something like that. I mean, that really just gets me going. And all my boys are like, oh, yeah, let's go, Tay, like stuff like that. They're always trying to see what's going on. So, that's it's a good feeling.
Awesome stuff. Once again, Tay Hayes, the standout from Appalachian State here on the C2P. If you miss any of the show, it's in entirety. You know it's free and available at iTunes, Blog Talk Radio, and then we have his draft bio page up at collegepro.com. We like to say it's going to be your one-stop shop for everything you're going to need to know about Tay as he makes his path towards his next level. Now, you were part of a defense, of a secondary. You, along with your teammate Clifton Duck, I mean, you guys were productive. I mean, kind of take us inside the nooks and crannies of how that defense is so successful and how the coaches provide you the opportunities that you're making plays, and how much does that playmaking ability just come from you maybe studying film and just having the instincts to kind of bait those quarterbacks in?
Yeah, we ran a lot of different coverages and a lot of different schemes. So, I mean, we got the mixed teams up a good bit. And a lot of times, I mean, it was our schemes that really kind of would mess the quarterback's head and throw him off. I mean, me and Doug do a good job of disguising things and making it look like we're in one thing and playing another thing. And then we also do a good job at studying film. We study a lot of film. And, we would get together and study a lot of film. But, like most of my plays this year were in man coverage. I mean, I didn't have too many interceptions in zone this year. My junior year, I had a lot of interceptions in zone coverages. So, I mean, my man coverage definitely got a lot better this year, but still, like, a lot of it played a good bit on film and stuff like that. Like, I can remember exactly my Arkansas State interception was pure film. Like, I knew exactly what was about to happen on that play.
Nice. You know, that's the next question I was asked, but you beat me to it. So all week you're studying and Saturday rolls around and the play becomes fruition. Kind of take us into just a little bit deeper about that play. I mean, so you studied film all week, and what did you pick up? How did you know that the play was going to come to you?
Well, they had just, they're a big RPO team, so they can just, they didn't complete much on me in Duck Day game, but they completed one hitch on me. And I was like, all right, I know they're about to try to come back come back at me again. So it was 3rd and 2. And I saw, and they always run this play. When they motion the running back out, like, to an opposite side, they were going to run the slant to the side that the running back didn't go to. And I was on the far side, and I saw the running back motion out and go to the outside. And I knew he was running slant. It was 3rd and 2. I mean, that was easy money. So I just stayed inside, and I knew exactly what was coming. And I picked it.
Oh, that's excellent. I love it. I mean, that's my favorite part of doing the show, where you guys can kind of give us insight. Because, I mean, I didn't see that game, but any fan out there that saw that game, remembers that play, hearing you kind of take us through the, you know, what it really, you know, how it broke down, I mean, I'm sure they're going to walk away pleasantly happy as well. For you, when these teams talk to you, I mean, and there's so much time left still to go, and there's so much you still have to, you know, convey to these guys, but what have you heard, or what do they think they love about what you bring to the table? I mean, if they're breaking down that game film, what are those intangibles to the DB position that they're going to fall in love with?
A lot of teams tell me, like, they love the way I tackle. They love the way I come up and I'm aggressive. They love the way and they love how feisty I am. Like, I'm not scared of anything. I'll go up against anybody, stuff like that. They love how I don't get beat. Like, I don't really get beat over my head or anything. I don't really give up touchdowns. Teams love that. I mean, the only concerns they really have with me is my speed and my size. So, I mean, which I think I'm pretty sure I will run a great 40 on my pro day. And I mean, I can't control my size. I'm 5'10", 190, so I don't think I'm bad at all. But I mean, it's up to them. So we'll see how it all goes.
You know what, Tay, is if you get time, just go on a team's website and actually look at the true NFL sizes of defensive backs. Because when we go through the draft year each year, you kind of get caught up in, you know, like, you know, just say, like, you know, you're coming on the program, you're like, okay, he's 5'10", 190. You will hear that. Oh, this guy's not 6 foot, 210 pounds. Three guys in the league that are actually 6'1" and, you know, above 200 pounds that are playing, you know, DB at a high level in the national. But for the most part, I mean, I cover the Steelers. I look in that Steelers locker room. I'd say nine out of the 10 guys that I'm looking at have always been about your size. I mean, William Gay, you know, Mike Hart, and Joe Hayden. I mean, these guys are not big guys. They're just, but that's the way it kind of shakes out. But we get caught up in that. I could go on. I'm on a little tangent, but it's just kind of surprising that you really do have, in my mind, great NFL size. I mean, you don't want to be 5'7 and 160 pounds. That's never going to work. But I think you got great size, and obviously the way you back it up with the aggressiveness, you kind of really nailed some things. Does anything go unnoticed? And you kind of shared a lot in terms of the schemes you ran, so I don't think you were not allowed to maybe showcase your skills. That might be the case. But, I mean, team captain, weight room warrior, what are some of the other things that we're not going to see on film that makes you pretty special?
Well, I mean, the thing, like when we ran, like, 40s and stuff like that, and stuff like, I mean, weight room stuff. I mean, I've always been one of the strongest guys. I've always been one of the fastest guys here. But I mean, like the only thing that kind of held me back from like being a guy is we had a lot of, even though I played my freshman year, we had a lot of guys who redshirted. So it was a bunch of older guys in the weight room the whole time I was in there. So, I mean, it was really hard for me to kind of get, like, the weight room big time stuff, like team captain stuff like that, because we had all redshirt guys, and they were all guys. And they were good guys. Like, they were good players. Jalen Moore, he was a redshirt senior. Mike Cornstyle was a redshirt senior. We had a lot of redshirt seniors. So, I mean, it was kind of tough for me to kind of just come out and just really just, like, take the stage, because all those older guys are always ready to go. But I mean, I kept my cool. I mean, I really didn't let it get it overwhelm me. But,
hey,
I mean, yeah, like I mean, I squat a ton. Like Jalen Moore probably squatted like 630, and I squatted like maybe 550. So I mean, he wasn't too much stronger than me, but he is a strong dude. Yeah. I mean, I've always been a strong guy, athletic guy, but I mean, but the best part about it, like once I'm just draft pep, like toning in on it, just specifically being strong and fast. I mean, that's what I love about it. This is fun right now, what I'm doing.
Definitely. I'm sure. I mean, you're an athlete, and I think it speaks volumes. I mean, watching you play, I mean, you can see that athleticism. And you mentioned, you know, combine prep, getting ready for pro day. Are you training anywhere individually? Are you still at school? Kind of how are you taking on the next few months as you're in your best shape, as you prepare for workouts and pro day and all the things that come with being in your position?
Yeah, right now I'm in Newcastle, Pennsylvania. I'm training with Grassetti Performance. And I mean, he's doing a really good job. I mean, a lot of things are going good up here for me right now. I'm testing great right now. And I leave here like the 15th, so I'll go back home and I work out with this guy. He played in the NFL for 10 years, Gerard Powers. I'm gonna work out with him for a few days while I'm at home and do some position work. Then I'm gonna go back to school, and I'm gonna get used to the weather and stuff up there for a while. Then I'll be ready for pro day.
I love it. Now, is there, when you guys are training, is it ping pong? What does he take very seriously that you guys like beating him at, or that he'll get? I think we had some guys on last year because we were teasing him about it.
What'd you say?
I'm trying to think of, when you guys are training there in Newcastle, is it? I'm gonna have to text you later because it's skipping my mind. I thought the guys used to like. I thought you guys liked trying to beat him in ping pong or table tennis or.
Oh yeah,
there was something you guys would do.
They all try to. I mean, Terry's competitive in ping pong, so a bunch of guys try to beat him and stuff like that. I can't beat him. I'm not that good at ping pong, but a lot of other guys are good at ping pong. I've seen some guys beat him this year, so I mean, it's been some intense stuff this year.
Excellent, man. We're almost out of time, and I could keep you for another hour if I could, but I know you're busy, and we do appreciate you sharing some of your time with us. But we like to call three and out. There's some off-the-wall questions. You ready to take a shot with those?
Yeah, I'm ready.
All right. Now, we do plan on having your teammate Clifton Duck on in the not-too-distant future. Just remember now, once you scorch him, he's going to come on later and be able to scorch you back. But what's something we're going to be able to tease him about that you used to tease him about when he comes on the program?
Oh, tease him about, like, he had the tradition of wearing a Spider-Man suit every night before a game. That was crazy to me. Like, if he did not wear a Spider-Man suit, like, he was upset if he didn't have a Spider-Man suit.
Even on the road?
On the road, everywhere. Like, he needed his Spider-Man suit before the game.
That's one of the better ones. I ain't gonna lie, that is a good one. And how about this one, Tay? Are you chatty out there? I mean, it's 3rd and 8. I'm lining up against you. I mean, are you gonna kind of stay calm? Are you already, you know, talking in my ear, or are you waiting for me to kind of come at you first to say something?
I didn't realize I talked that much trash, but a lot of people like, Tay, you talk a lot of trash. Like, it was some people in the, it was like my family members sat close to the field one game. And my mom's like, I don't even want to sit close to the field because I can hear what you say and I don't want to hear what you say. So, I think that's pretty funny. Which I mean, I don't really talk trash. Like, I don't talk trash and do personal stuff, but I just, I just love playing football. Like, I just love to talk and have fun. I mean, I'm really just having a good time out there. I don't really do it to be personal or hurt somebody's feelings or anything like that.
Excellent, man. And then the final one, we've been asking this question for over a decade. We tally up all the names and find out who the winner is before the draft. Female celebrities, if you could take out any female celebrity for a quick bite date, who are you going to invite to dinner? Go, man. She's hot this year. Her name, her and Beyonce are always, always, you know, one and two, basically. But she's just cleaning house this year. I mean, Beyonce's kind of almost off the radar. I mean, it's a Rihanna this year. But so, yeah, I don't know why. I mean, I know why, but I'm just saying this year, though, she's, you know, she's just, I mean, I think she's like 18 names ahead of Beyonce, which is kind of crazy. Usually Beyonce is just crushing.
Yeah,
but hey, Tay, man, you've been great. I appreciate your time. Hopefully you can get Terry on that ping pong or table tennis and walk away with victory before you get back to pro day and all that stuff. But man, hey, stay humble, stay hungry, and be blessed, my man.
Yes, sir, I will. Thank you, man. Thank you for reaching out to me.
No problem at all. Once again, that is Tay Hayes, the standout from Appalachian State, kind enough to join us here on the C2P. As always, we appreciate time.